Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight I want to talk about Johnny and A.H.'s libel case that just occurred. I've got to jump around words as always, thanks to YouTube, and probably this will get struck anyway, so thank you to those of you that have donated directly to me, so when I put up videos and they do get demonetized, I still have a little something coming in, so thank you. The whole case that has happened here is basically, obviously, A.H. and Johnny were going to have their case here in the United States, but in the meantime, he sued The Sun for their article that they wrote about him, and he said that it's not true, and it's libel, and so he took them to court, and he lost. And based on that loss, I think is something that, you know, I was going to do this the other day, but I always like to wait a couple of days just to see if anything new or new information has come out, and it has. So I'm going to talk about first how he's been fired now from exiting Fantastic Beasts 3, and then we're going to talk about how his proof, his evidence, and his corroborating testimonies from other people did not weigh up to even her word. It was basically her word versus his proof, and he still lost. So let me pull up the case here, and then we'll get recording. This is from MSN Entertainment. Johnny forced to exit Fantastic Beasts 3 after losing libel case. Johnny's been forced to walk away from the upcoming third Fantastic Beasts film after losing his libel case involving allegations against A.H. He said, firstly, quote, firstly, I'd like to thank everybody who has gifted me with their support and loyalty. The actor who played Grindelwald in the Harry Potter prequels began a statement on Instagram November 6th. I've been humbled and moved by your many messages of love and concern, particularly over the last few days. Secondly, I wish to let you know that I have been asked to resign by Warner Brothers from my role as Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts. I have respected and agreed to that request. In other words, they let him save face. He was basically fired, obviously. He says, finally, I wish to say this. My resolve remains strong. I intend to prove that the allegations against me are false. My life and career will not be defined by this moment in time. Warner Brothers, the studio behind the franchise, issued a statement of its own. We thank Johnny for his work on the films to date. The message read, Fantastic Beasts 3 is currently in production, and the role of Gellert Grindelwald will be recast. The film will debut in theaters worldwide in the summer of 2022, and I will not be paying money for it. I'm not a huge fan of the Harry Potter. I mean, it's interesting. I've never read the books. I've watched the film when they came out on, like, streaming, and they're enjoyable. I think they're okay, although something about the films that always got me was that Harry Potter was the hero, except he miraculously did things, but other than that, he didn't know what the heck he was doing. And they go here through a little bit more of their history. The point that I wanted to take out of this is this right here, the response to the lawsuit. A.H.'s attorney said in the statement, the frivolous action is just the latest of Johnny's repeated efforts to silence A.H. She will not be silenced. And his actions prove he is unable to accept the truth of his ongoing bad behavior. Now, that in and of itself is like, okay, it was just a libel case. This was him saying, hey, the article The Sun wrote was inaccurate and incorrect. And he brought testimony. He brought people to come in and testify in his behalf. And of course, we've heard the audio tapes of her admitting she did these things to him or some things to him. And so what did she have on her side? Her word. That's it. And following that, here's the story The Sun follows up with it with. So not only did they write the first story about him, this is, now I have to jump around some of the words again, but I'll leave it up here on the screen so you can see it. Here, star shamed Johnny, actor beat XAH 12 times, judge ruled as The Sun wins libel case trial. So this judge didn't just go in to say, okay, from the libel case, I'm saying The Sun had the right to write the story and you have no case against them. No, he went beyond that and then just deemed that Johnny did these things to her. And they write in a stunning victory for press freedom. London's High Court ruled we were right to brand the Pirates of the Caribbean actor a wife beater for his attacks. Mr. Justice Nicole threw out Johnny's defamation case after finding our story, which had always been staunchly backed by AH, was accurate. The judge ruled Johnny's feelings toward his wife during their turbulent three-year relationship was summed up in a text where the actor revealed he had no mercy for her. Here's the part, and I'm going to leave the link down below if you'd like. Please read this, because the way that they now write about him is that even though this was a libel case, completely different than the actual case itself, in which they're going to determine who did what to whom, and I'm not saying either one of them is an angel. I mean, Johnny has his problems too, I'm sure. But the whole point is that this is the part that I wanted to take away from this. Now, is she still going to be in her Aquaman movie role? Yeah, probably. They haven't said that she's not. But he's removed from a film. That's important. But here's the words. Let me see if I can find Mr. Justice Nicole. And this is the guy, I guess, that was the judge. Here are his words. This is important if you ever end up going to a court case in the UK, apparently, but also here in the United States, because remember, it's her word versus maybe your evidence, and you still may lose. And even Johnny's lawyer was baffled. Listen to the judge's words. Mr. Justice Nicole added, quote, although he has proved the necessary elements of his cause of action in libel, the defendants have shown that what they published in the meaning with which I have held the words bear was substantially true. In other words, they're saying that what he proved the necessary elements of his cause for it wasn't enough. He says, quote, I have reached these conclusions having examined in detail the 14 incidents on which the defendants rely, as well as the overarching considerations which the claimant submitted I should take into account. Depp's lawyers branded the ruling as pervasive as it is bewildering, as they hinted the actor may appeal the decision. Schilling said in a statement, most troubling is the judge's reliance on the testimony of A.H. Just her word. That's it. Nothing else. The testimony of A.H. and corresponding disregard of the mountain of counter evidence from police officers, medical practitioners, her own former assistant, other unchallenged witnesses, an array of documentary evidence which completely undermined the allegations point by point. All of this was overlooked. The judgment is so flawed that it would be ridiculous for Johnny not to appeal this decision. In the meantime, we hope that in contrast to the case, the ongoing libel proceedings in America are equitable, with both parties providing full disclosure rather than one side strategically cherry-picking what evidence can and cannot be relied upon. So it really boils down to her word versus his proof and his witnesses and his audio recordings and everything else. And he still lost. And even though this was in the UK, this was enough to remove him from his filming. And here's the worst part about that. Now, there have been actors that have gone through troubles. Robert Downey Jr. had a bad case of abuse problems, and he showed up to work late. He had problems filming. He was fired from some sets, or at least not rehired from some movies, and he was gone from the movies for a while, and he had a kind of a triumphant comeback, and he's recovered from that. The problem with Johnny here is at his age, I think he's around 50-something or near 50. Yeah, he's 50-something now. By the time he's welcomed back into the community, is he going to be in his 60s? Is he going to be in his 70s? Is he ever going to be able to do another film again? He may have a big enough star power to be able to at some point, but this may mean that we miss many years of his career. And I like him. I like him. I think he's a good actor. I've enjoyed many of the characters and the roles. So obviously this means that the Pirates of the Caribbean are probably done for him, as is anything else that he might have been looking at. And I find this disappointing. But I find it the worst part of... Now, and he's going to be fine. I mean, he's got money, and he can comfortably retire with more money than probably all of us together. But the part that bothers me is that her word versus his proof still wasn't enough to keep his career from ending and from him to maybe face more severe penalties. So, guys, You know, many times when we meet somebody and we first, and this is not saying that this is going to happen to you in all 100% of the cases, but this is another example why we have to screen for red flags and make sure you know somebody before you get too involved, if you do at all. Or this is, again, another argument why men say, we're out, and this, you know, this kind of thing can happen. You know, because we hear stories of guys that are like, I know, I really didn't do anything. And even though they didn't, they're still found to be at fault. This is another good case of saying, hey, you've got to be careful, because if you get involved with the wrong person, and if they're narcissistic, or if they're a little bit off, they may be very good at masking their bad intentions until it's too late and you get yourself in a world of hurt. And even if you didn't do so, and I'm not saying that Johnny didn't do anything wrong. I'm not saying that at all. He may have done, you know, equal to her. Who knows? But the fact that he has corroborating evidence and testimony and witnesses and documentation and audio recordings, and she had, well, because I said so, that's enough to let her win. That's how strong this one-way belief that the guys are the bad guys in all these cases. You got to be careful. So make sure you keep your heads up and your wits about you if you decide to get involved with somebody. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. That helps me out as well, keeping my channel popular, which gets my word out to more people. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, doesn't matter what you have in evidence, a lot of times her just claiming it happened makes it so.